My family has
grown-up hearings.
The very same sentence, except the one word that would go in this space. My family has lived here.
All.
I know you wouldn't say my family has all lived here.
Always. My family has always lived here.
Oh, that's what I was trying to get at. If someone said, how long have you been living here? You might say, ever I got married.
Ever since I got married.
If you thought something was not an accident, you'd say, it wasn't an accident. He did it
on purpose.
If you agree with someone, what kind of noise do you make sometimes, other than just a word? What do you think you might say or do that would just indicate agreement without
saying anything? You just nod your head.
What kind of sound would you ever make?
Would you?
How would you think? How do you think you would indicate disagreement?
Just kind of grunt, I guess.
What do you think you do? When you think about it, you can't think, can you?
Can't ask your time.
No, I mean just when you try to think of what you say. When you become conscious of it, you don't know what you say, do you? When you try to think of, like, what you really would say if you hit your finger with a hammer.
No, you say it without thinking.
And when you try to think of what it is, you can't. Or it's hard to, anyway.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything unless it's happening at the time.
If you were talking about getting the answer to some question or some problem, you might say, I don't know, you better
ask him.
So you
ask him.
And he says, why you've
asked me that several times. You've asked me that before.
You know, some people say you've asked me that before.
Asked me.
If boys can't get along, you might say every time they meet, they
fight.
And they've
fought
ever since they were little. If you had a big knife and you hit someone with it like this, what would you say?
He stabbed.
You did this.
Pull the knife out.
Suppose the teacher came in, looked at the blackboard, and she said, that's a funny picture on the blackboard. Who
did that?
Who
drew that?
If you were going to lift something, like a piece of machinery, up to a roof, you might use pulley blocks and a rope to
pull it up.
Well, let's see. What is another word for pulling it up? Or lifting it up? You're going to
jacking it up.
You're going to lift something that's very heavy with a block and tackle. You're going to
hoist.
You're going to hoist it up. We left out part of this that was back here.